Good morning. My name is Morgan Mastronardi, and I am a member here at the University United Methodist Church. And whatever brings you here, custom, crisis, or curiosity, know that you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, and peace with yourself, and peace with the world. So I just wanted to point out for any newcomers that we have a little welcome brochure that is located in the back of the church, and I hope that our welcome team has found you to give you one. Next is a yellow slip that you also have. On one side, if you would like to write a prayer request and have it read out loud, you can go ahead and fill that out and drop it in the offering plate. And then on the other side, if you have any new information, let us know that you're here. And then there is also an abbreviated order of the bulletin, which will also appear on the screen. Or if you have your smartphone, there is a QR code that you can put your camera over. Next, restrooms and childcare are through this door. And then in the gathering room after the service, we can gather for some conversation through that same door. And then also the safe sanctuary policy is that an adult should accompany children at all times. And now I welcome Barbara Fote.
Good morning. Let me add the welcome of the welcome team since I'm a part of that. And let me also share a few opportunities for Christian ministry and outreach and fellowship this week. First of all, we are delighted to have the Jazz Collective, and they are here through Hendricks Chapel and will be giving a concert at 4 o'clock today with the Hendricks Chapel Choir up on campus at the chapel. So you'll have an opportunity to hear even more of them, and we welcome all of you here. Thank you for gracing our worship today. Also today at 1 o'clock, the Gustav Stickley Home, which is being restored, will be open on Columbus Avenue. Yesterday we celebrated the life of Ben Wiles, who is a grandson of Gustav Stickley. The family has gathered this weekend, and there's a special tour, and we are all, as members of the church, invited to join that 1 o'clock on Columbus Avenue at the Stickley Home. Music, we've got a lot of it going. If you like barbershop, then next weekend, 7 o'clock, November 9th, we're having the Harmony Cats will be here, and it's a fundraiser for the food pantries here on the east side. So grab a friend, come on. It should be a fun evening and for a good cause. And now I'd like Joyce to come on up and share about our Thanksgiving ministry.
Good morning. It is that time of year, and in a few weeks, we will be distributing Thanksgiving bags with all the contents for a wonderful Thanksgiving meal to any of the families in our area who are in need. We've already collected some. We have 100 people that have signed up so far, and we have two more weeks of sign-up to go. If anyone here is in need of a Thanksgiving bag, you can see me after church, or you can call me. My number is in the bulletin on the flyer, all right? And please call me if you have any other questions. We're really excited about this year. We have some reusable bags from the National Park Service that will help us and some good food from food banks. So thank you.
It's an active church and so many things going on, but now it's time to continue our worship.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I feel different. Now I kind of understand why some of you save pews. I'm used to being over there, and this is different. I'm in the middle now. Well, I am Alicia Wood. I am honored to say I am the pastor here at University Church. One of the reasons is because every Sunday morning there is a free breakfast here at 9 a.m. So that's just one of the many reasons I am honored to be the pastor here. And I would like to thank Hendricks Chapel for gifting us with the Odyssey Jazz Collective. And Andy is going to come up and introduce all of us to all of them. So we are just so grateful to have you all here today.
Good morning, everybody. You have a great choir here. And you have Amy's doing a great job, and Alicia's so fun to work with, and what a beautiful space. So I'm pleased to introduce to you some of my close friends, Ivan Edwards, Dan Loomis, Hanif Nelson, Sarah Politz, Ann Phelps, Paula Jones, and Jonathan Parker. And the most important thing for you guys to know is that we are here so that you can sing, right? So our role is to support you in singing. And so I actually would like to invite you to stand and practice that, if you would please. I bet you, as New York Methodists, you guys know the doxology, right? Can you play a G for us, Ian? So this is just you, totally unaccompanied, the doxology in harmony. I bet you can do it. Ready? Praise, one, two, and.
Please remain standing as you are able and join me in the call to worship. See how God loves us.
God loves us enough to swallow up death forever.
See how Christ loves us.
Christ loves us enough to share our loss.
See how the Spirit loves us. As Christ, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit show us their love, please share your love with your neighbors here by passing the peace and greeting one another.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable and as we find our seats and begin to sing to welcome the children? Thank you. That was wonderful. Hello, children. How are you?
Good.
So today we have a lot going on. One of the things that we have going on is that we're going to be later today naming loved ones who have died in the last year. Of course, we know loved ones from many, many years, but today we're going to name them, each one of them, people who have passed in the last year. So does anyone here know anyone who has ever died? Yeah? Do you know anyone who's ever died? Yeah? So it was sad, right? Some of it is sad when someone dies, and we miss that person, and we wish they could stay longer with us. But then, have you ever noticed that when you start to talk about that person, you might get a smile on your face because you remember something that was funny that they did or said, or you had a special memory that makes you smile? Has that ever happened to you? When you remember something from that person who died and there's something really fun or funny? So when people die, it's sad because they aren't with us anymore, but there's always joy because we have all we learned from them and we have special memories and we can celebrate the life that they've had. I have this great book, Water Bugs and Dragonflies, and I'd like to read it to you another day. I think I might do it next week, actually. And I have one of the sheets I actually printed up, so if you'd like and your parents are okay with it, you can sit at the children's table, which today is way in the back, near where the rocking chairs usually are. So if your parents are okay with that, you can sit in color, or you can sit next to your parents and color this too. Okay, so we have another job to do besides talk about this. I noticed that there's some bags in the aisles, and it's the first Sunday of the month. Does anyone remember what we do on the first Sunday of the month? What do? Do you remember? You remember?
Pick them up?
Yeah, we pick them up, and where do they go? Do you know where they go in the end? Well, yeah, we set them over here, but they go to the pantry. They go to our pantry here at the church. So would you be willing to go out and get those? And then we'll quick, and we'll bring them back up here, and then we'll say a prayer. And while they do that, I want to say thank you to the congregation for bringing in these donations for our food pantry. They really, really go to good use. And I think what we've been asking for are toiletries. And I got to tell you, the guests of our pantry love being able to select two toiletries each time they attend. So thank you so much for bringing them in. Okay, did we get them all? Come on back and we'll say a prayer. Wow. It looks like one's put in a birthday bag. How exciting. Let's just kind of set them over here. Ooh, can one of you guys help Stella look at? Oh, thank you. Ooh, perfect. Excellent. Come on over and we'll say a prayer together. Your finger's going to hurt now? It'll be okay. Come on up and we'll say a prayer. Thank you so much for collecting those, and thank you, congregation. All right, come on over. You don't have to get back up because we're going to just stand here in a circle. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for everyone we have known who have now passed on to be with you. Be with each of us that we might remember the life of people who have died and remember the special, happy, cheerful memories. Not just the sad ones. Today we give thanks to you for all that you do for us, including through our congregation, feed and have toiletries for our pantry guests. And of course we thank you for the children and all their love and compassion that they share. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so you can go sit either at the children's table or with whoever brought you. Thank you for talking with me.
Here in this community of those who seek God, we know we are not saints. We are wrapped in those strips of words, of thoughts, of actions which bind us to sin, not to God. But our God has promised us new life new hope, fresh mercy, if we will but confess. I invite you to join me as we pray together, saying, we come to you, listener of our broken lives, with our hands soiled with the pain we have caused, with our ears stuffed with the words of those who speak falsely, with our hearts stained with those lusts and hungers we would be embarrassed for others to know. Forgive us and have mercy on us, wiper of our tears, as we seek to journey from the baptismal waters towards the feast you prepare in glory. May we turn our faces toward you in every moment, listen to your words in the depths of our hearts, and follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, every step of the way. Lift up your heads, saints of God. Your sin is gone. Your hands, once full of foolishness, are now empty. God has clothed you with garments of joy to wear to the feast. Our former life has passed. Our new life in Christ has begun. All things are new, including us. Thanks be to God. We are forgiven. Amen.
We have a tradition here in this community of honoring the saints who have passed in the last year. And so our congregation has given us names. And so Joyce and I will read the names. Of course, as we read these names, we also remember those who have gone before us for days and years. Dorothea Clark,
Matilda Nikolaisen,
Marie Summerwood,
Ellen Spano,
Linda Randall,
Dixie Myers,
Henrietta A. Nellens Curry,
Ursula Hubby,
Daniel Nellens,
Mary F. Wilson,
David J. Corey,
Mary E. Tarby,
Peter David Gallagher,
Roger Paul Combs,
Lorraine Branham,
Brandy Lee Smith,
Reverend Dean Moyer,
Ruth Reif,
Keith Himes,
Jane Keenan,
Eugene Addison,
Michelle Bryson,
Wilbert Tommy Dennis,
Jerry Izagi,
Joanne Stelly,
Lida Ackerson,
John Crow,
Dr. Hans Dietrich Nikolaisen,
Ben Wiles Jr.,
Jerry Kerlick,
Eddie L. Nunn,
Robert Bolton,
Dorothy Bolton,
Carrie Elizabeth Maxey,
Timothy Gaston,
William Gessler,
Virginia Knight,
Mary Nyman,
let us find comfort and peace in naming the names and hearing the bell toll.
Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 20 through 31. Give ear now to the reading of God's holy word. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Amen. We are so blessed. Well, I have heard, read, experienced that one of the biggest things we are afraid of is death. I think it's the second biggest fear in life is to die. And yet we all do that, right? We're all going to die. You know, I'm not afraid necessarily of heights. Maybe I'm afraid of heights. Maybe people have heard me say I'm afraid of heights. It's not really the heights I'm afraid of. It's tripping and falling and plummeting to my death that I'm afraid of. Yesterday, we celebrated the life of Ben Wiles, Jr. He was 102 and a half years old when he died. The family insisted we celebrate Ben's life. They said, there is only sadness in that Ben is no longer physically with us,
but he lives on. He lives on through all the family memories and all Ben has taught his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren about life and living, work ethic, morals, treating people with dignity. May we all wish our lives be celebrated like this when we go. I'm sure each of our loved ones we name today live on in us in some way. So I was so grateful when the dean of Hendricks Chapel called me and said, would you like on November 3rd for Theodicy Jazz Collective to come to University Church in the morning? Because they don't have anything scheduled yet. And I said, of course, yes. And so it went from there, and I called Andy and I spoke, and I said, so, in our tradition, November 3rd is All Saints Day. And he said, oh, that's my tradition as well. And he said, how about we do a New Orleans jazz funeral? And I said, oh, great, let's do that. I had no idea what that meant, but I knew I wanted to do it because it was going to be fun. So I'm going to give you a really brief overview of what a New Orleans jazz funeral is and how we're experiencing it today. So a New Orleans jazz funeral is rooted in African beliefs. African tradition of death, when someone dies, they are reborn. African slaves in early America believed when they died, they left their physical bodies and they would go home. This meant Africa with their ancestors. Or when Christianity was blended with African traditional religious beliefs, home could be heaven, or maybe home was both Africa and heaven with the ancestors. So, are you ready for this? I'm gonna throw something in. Okay. All right, so I was reading an article which Sarah, who was wonderful helping me out with what this is, read an article with Keane and Rabiteau. And in this article, they said, the hymn, Just a Closer Walk, which we will sing next, gives us a clue to the essence of the New Orleans jazz funeral. The essence is the continuation of the African and West Indian religious heritage of New Orleans African Americans blended with elements of European Christianity. The first verse of Just a Closer Walk, we find the reference to the Christian concept of Jesus as a God to appeal to a time in need. So I'm wondering if you all would sing a piece of that first verse. All right. Okay, get ready. In the last verse, the reference to that shore may be interpreted as meaning not heaven, but Africa or New Guinea, as was the usual concept of the afterlife for slaves. So I'm wondering if you could sing the last verse for us to remind us of that shore. course, we are sad when our loved one dies. The origins of the New Orleans Jazz funeral believed a proper burial was needed, so funerals of African slaves and, after Reconstruction, in African American community, the walk or procession to the burial or cemetery would be sad, lamentful. Christian hymns were and are sung. The burial itself would include crying or even wailing. But as the procession left the cemetery, a celebration would burst out. The celebration was and is the celebration of a new life, a rebirth of the loved one who has died. Funerals are a ritual of and for community. And William Schaefer said in Brass Bands in New Orleans Jazz, "New Orleans funerals were leisurely public acts, theatrical displays designed not to hide burial as a fearful obscenity, but to exhibit it as a communal act, a community act, the social obligation of friends and family. We are not alone in grief, and death is not something to fear." Our scripture today follows the flow or theology of a New Orleans Jazz funeral. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." In other words, this life may have suffering, hurt, and brokenness, but the next life will not. This does not mean if you feel you have a good life now, you're going to miss out in the next life. It means we all have hurts or brokenness in our lives, yet we will be reborn without hurts or worry in the life yet to come. It will be a life worth celebrating. We are reborn into a life of unending love. Let us celebrate life today and tomorrow and life yet to come. Our prayer today is that you will experience this flow of lament to vibrant celebration of new life through the music and worship, because all life is worth celebrating. Let us continue our procession of mourning by singing "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." Please rise in body or spirit as we sing. Amen. I'm going to say, please be seated if you're able, because I don't know if you're able to be seated after that. I'm just busy clapping and... All right, so it is our time of prayer. And it's a tradition here that folks who would like their prayers read aloud to be shared with the community will fill out their yellow slip, and at this time our ushers will come down the aisle and collect them, and then we'll read them together. Let us pray. Join me in the prayer Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. What a blessed day is today. Today, we will receive Holy Communion. What a gift. So I'm going to share with you how it's going to happen logistically, and then we will dive into the liturgy. Okay, so what we're going to do is there will be two stations up here, when we're done working through the liturgy, our ushers will invite you to come forward to receive Holy Communion. One row will come from this aisle, and another row will come from this aisle. So we will have, first, bread. It is gluten-free only bread, so all can participate in Holy Communion who wish to. And you'll take a piece of that bread, and then you have a choice. You can either dip the bread into the big cup of grape juice. Again, we have only grape juice, so all may participate. You can dip it in and receive Holy Communion by intinction and then eat it. Or, if you choose not to do that, you can just take the bread, eat it, and skip the big cup and go to the little cup and drink the grape juice from the little cup. And then there's a basket at the end, and you place the empty cup in the basket. And then we ask that you go down this aisle to find your seat again. And it'll be similar on this side, and you'll go down this way and down the aisle near the windows and then find your seat. Okay, and you just follow along, and I'll be good. May the God of all saints be with you. Lift your hearts to God, all you who seek God's face. We are
Lift up your hearts, O people, singing glad songs of praise to God. With a simple word, with a gentle breath of life, wondrous God of glory, you shrouded chaos with your imagination, earth spinning and whirling through space, the seas teeming with new life. All that is in creation is yours. All that lives in it is your gift. You shaped us in your image, gathering us in your garden of joy. But we turned our backs on you, seeking the seductive face of sin. You would show us the way, filling us with the hopes, with hope's promise through the gifts of those saints we call the prophets. But we were deaf to their words. So deeply moved by our helplessness, you sent Jesus into our presence, the one we waited for, that we might be saved. So, in that community of faith, from every place and every time, with saints and sinners, with apostles and angels, with those who know how deeply you love us, we forever sing the glory of your name. Gracious you are, creator of sons and saints, and blessed is Jesus Christ, sharer in our lives, with clean hands and with a pure heart. He descended from your holy side, coming to wipe away our tears, to remove the disgrace of our sin, to walk with those who seek your face, to stand with us at grief's doorstep. With scarred hands and with a shattered heart, he descended into the grip of the grave, taking off the swaddling clothes of death, leaving them behind as you called him to come out of the tomb. As we wait to come to this gracious feast, as we remember the spirit in which Jesus lived, served, died, and was raised, we speak of that mystery we call faith. In Christ, the shroud of death has been destroyed. In Christ, all creation is given new life. In Christ, we will be God's people forever when he returns. Pour out your spirit upon these gifts of the table and on your children in this sacred space. With a simple cup filled with hope and with bread broken in love, you make a feast with those who are with this band of believers. As we open our hands to receive grace's brokenness, may we go forth to dirty them in service to all around us. As we swallow the well-aged hope of your spirit, may we discover our hearts to be as broken as yours by the injustices of our world. And when all things become new, as we are gathered in the New Jerusalem with our sisters and brothers of every age, we will join our voices together, singing before your throne of grace, God in community, holy in one. As I said before, all are welcome who wish to receive. And so we're going to get a little organized, and the ushers will invite you down in a moment.
Thank you.
We come together here because of the simple fact that all are welcome. We are united by our shared vision to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way that we affirm our commitment to that vision. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect the offering.
Thank you.
Amen. We come together here. Please join me. I apologize. Please join me now in the prayer of dedication. I was so excited about the doxology. I lost my place. Okay. Now, as God's saints in this time and place, we have the opportunity to feed others from the abundance of all we have, to swallow up the pain and suffering of others, to wipe away the tears of children who are lonely and fearful. May the gifts we offer and the lives we lead reveal the one for whom we have waited and who invites us to spread grace all over the world. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And now remain standing as you are able, and let us join together in our closing hymn.
What a blessed day. So, two things. One is, the Odyssey Jazz Collective has CDs for sale right outside here if anyone wants to buy them. And we have a tradition of sitting for the postlude, so I'll give the blessing, the benediction, and then we'll sit and we'll hear one more great song, right? Let us go out marching with the saints, sharing God's word and God's will to all we meet. Let us go now in peace. Amen.
Thank you so much, the Odyssey Jazz Collective. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, choir, for trying to keep up.